Greetings, brothers and sisters, walking on our Lenten pilgrimage together. It's Thursday, March 11th. It's our 23rd episode of our Lenten daily devotion. And we're in the theme this week of God is worthy of praise and worship using Mary Alice Mulligan's wonderful devotional called Go to Jerusalem. Go to Jerusalem, which is where we are headed. And we are ready for today's little Lenten spiritual experience. We've got the Gregorian chants in the background. We brought the monks back, gave them a few days off there. But they're chanting the complete Holy Rosary in the background, if you can tell. We've got our cerulean surf and sea candle. We've got a little blended tea today. We've got the kava blended a little with the rooibos. And that's what it sounds like. Very good. Amen. Well, using Mary Alice Mulligan as a guide today, we are going to hear some scripture from the Gospel of Mark. We're going to hear some insights for our devotional part of the episode. We're going to have a fairly big section of reflective questions today. A wonderful, beautiful little poem by William Stafford called The Way It Is. And we'll pray at the end. Amen. All right, we're going to go to scripture. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel written. Second in appearance in the New Testament, but the first one written, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 8. And here the Pharisees come to confront Jesus about his unwillingness, as it seems, to follow the great traditions of his own faith, the rituals and practices. And so Jesus calls him out on that by quoting their own prophet, Isaiah. Mark 7, 1 through 8. Here's the gospel of the Lord. One day, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law arrived from Jerusalem to confront Jesus. They noticed that some of Jesus' disciples failed to follow the usual Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. The Jews, especially the Pharisees, do not eat until they have poured water over their cupped hands, as required by their ancient traditions. Similarly, they eat nothing bought from the market unless they have immersed their hands in water. This is but one of the many traditions they have clung to, such as their ceremony of washing cups and pitchers and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of religious law ask him, "Why don't your disciples follow our age-old customs? For they eat without first performing the hand-washing ceremony." Jesus replied, "You hypocrites. Isaiah was prophesying about you when he said, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. Their worship is a farce, for they replace God's commands with their own man-made teachings.'" Amen. Seems like there's a lot of that going on right now. Maybe it always has been that way. We must be very aware of that hypocrisy in our church. And remember, we follow God's commands, not any human being or committee or team. We are here for God alone. Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan shares this with us. She says, "I have a distinct memory of my mother listening attentively as I gave a detailed scene-by-scene description of a movie I saw one afternoon. She probably could not have cared less about the movie, but it meant a great deal to me that she listened. Years later, I have forgotten the movie, but I remember my mother's attention to something I cared about. When someone pays attention to us, we notice. This passage from Mark shows how God notices when we pay attention. Is a religious ritual important, or is it mindlessly performed, like brushing our teeth before going to bed? God yearns for our attention, for our hearts to be reaching out to God in worship. Now, some questions for reflection. Do you ever wonder whether God is saddened by times we half attend to worship? Do you ever catch yourself singing hymns completely oblivious to what the words say? Does your mind wander during prayer time? Instead of beating yourself up for not being fully present in worship, maybe you can just figure out ways to keep your focus. One way is to prepare for worship before leaving home. Take time to notice where you are going. Then open yourself to God's infinite presence. Sense God's love surrounding you as you travel toward your church worship space. Arrive early enough to sit quietly in preparation, thanking God for bringing you through another week. Then, as worship begins, focus on how God is worthy of worship. In your journal, your iPad, your phone, your notebook, or just in your mind, write how you will prepare for worship this week. How will you prepare for worship this week? Amen. Now, a wonderful little poem by William Stafford. We've had William Stafford before, I think, even in this series, this Lenten Daily Devotion series. You might remember he was, he's passed away. He was born in Kansas, ended up out in Oregon, taught at Lewis and Clark College for 30-some years, and is famous for that quote, "Successful people cannot be poets." That gets me every time. Yeah. This is called "The Way It Is" by William Stafford. I'll read it through twice. There is a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what things you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread. But it is hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die. and you suffer and grow old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding. But you don't ever let go of the thread. The Way It Is by William Stafford. There is a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what things you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it is hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen. People get hurt or die, and you suffer and grow old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding, but you don't ever let go of the thread. Let us pray. Oh, Holy God, cleanse my thoughts, my heart, and my mind, that I may be prepared to worship you fully, most worthy God. Amen. Sometimes.